But then fourth grade, I got really good grades. And then I got the third grade or whatever, and I got that that poem, and he's like would have people over and he'd like pull it out and start reciting it and stuff. I'm like, it was embarrassing at the time, but you know, I think that was his way of encouraging me.
Your dad did that?
Yeah. Yes. I still wrote snow, my evil foe. I still remember that poem. It was about snowing and how I hate snow and I hate the cold, except there's one thing about snow that's cool is when it comes around, we get out of school. And my dad just thought that was so. He's like, oh, you got to listen to what my son wrote. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's funny if you catch every other word. And it sounded like you were mentally challenged and you're...
Oh, no. Yeah.
Listen to what my son did. You're a grown adult.
Every time you say mentally challenged, I cringe a little. And I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know if it's me being overly sensitive.
Is it because I'm wearing a wife pleaser and I'm saying it?
It's
the little people of like things where you're like, I know this is what you want to be called, but you don't feel like this is worse than what we were saying. Okay.
And like, I get that it's not even up to me to even make that, I don't know anything to assume any, but okay.
Yeah. This is what we're doing.
I just don't know that mentally challenged is the current term. It just doesn't.
I don't even know what the current term is.
I think it should just be, you're fucking with me. Like, this guy's got a like a brain thing where he's fucking with me. Can we say that? No way to win.
No.
Ready when you are, Rod.
Okay.
All right. That's why I just call them God's special angels. It's just easier.
I'll take the dumb seats in the middle of the theater. Like, I don't know what you can say. You don't say dumb, you say can't hear so good, right? Or can't talk. I don't know which one's which. Can't talk is dumb and can't hear is stupid, right? Rod, can we start?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod. And Karen is not here, but you may hear her in the background laughing every once in a while whenever she comes back in this room.
So she wasn't there for mic check, right?
No, she's on her break.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel so much better. I didn't hear her laugh once. I'm like, I know something we said. Like, that was very upsetting.
It was funny. It was controversial. She's sick. She likes that.
That doesn't do anything for her. And, of course, we have longstanding permanent guest on the show, Keith and Hemda. What's going on, y'all?
I kept my job another week.
Let's go.
And I just, I realized why I work. I just slid the rent check under my landlord's door. And there's some about that vortex. Ooh, there's some wind machine, reverse wind machine under his door. Because it really, it's like a, you know, those bank things.
Yes.
Holy shit, there goes 2,000. Well, that's money why go. I do it.
Yeah, I was telling Keith before the show started, the website to pay our rent is doing maintenance right now.
Nice.
And when I went, it was like, site down for maintenance. It's like, ooh, get out of rent free card. Looks like it's my month.
If it takes them a week, my bank account has money.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Y'all work so hard. Okay.
You know what? You guys do also, because we do this like 2 to 3 hour show, and then most of the time, immediately after, I get an alert that you guys just went live on your show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I need like food minimum between these things. This is crazy. Like, well, no matter how much Karen. I ate before, after the show, I eat again.
That's all Karen. Okay. Every time I ask her, like, hey, you know, do you want to do a show? Because we can like take it off. And then she's like, no, let's just do a show. And I'm like, all right. So we're doing the show. But in all fairness, y'all normally do a show before we do Last Week on Keith and the Girl. So, like, we're all just working hard as hell over here. The voice in our mind that calls us lazy, that makes us do shit when we should just be chilling, that makes us try to work through COVID.
It makes us show up and pay the 1% constantly.
Yeah, and give them the rent money. Bullshit like that.
The rent is too damn high.
But Karen is back, as y'all can hear in the background, probably. And we... like I said, even though it's only been 4 days, we have a lot of new stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers right here, y'all. Mm-hmm. They work. Okay.
You better.
Work.
It's the first of the month.
Right. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. That's right. This is a musical episode. Today's show is sponsored by Inaudible. Inaudible is a great place to go because you're already there everywhere you go. If you go to Barnes and Noble's, you're there already. If you go to BJ's Books, you're there already. You go to the library, you don't even have to pay. Just go to the library. You're already at Inaudible. Inaudible brings you books for your eyes, okay?
It's so just I think I'm following. It's wherever you see books, you just read them. Sponsored by Inaudible. Still not sure how they know and how you get paid, but I think I get it. It goes back to the old school way.
Exactly. Because
now if you bought Inaudible, you also might like reading glasses.
Yes. Reading glasses are good for Inaudible, you know, so you can get some swanky like jewelry like him just got, where you like make your glasses part of your bling, you know, like bling out those glasses and then put them on.
Not to interrupt your commercial, but let me say, mm-hmm. before the show started, Henda, like, she doesn't want to get the grandma, you know, she only needs the glasses sometimes. So she's got to wear a chain. She's got to make peace with that. Well, she doesn't want to look like some old fuddy-duddy. She somehow made peace with turning a necklace and hooking it on her glasses. And then she says, but I don't know that I want to do that bike riding because I'll fall, I'll break them. I also don't want to bring a sippy cup with a straw. I'll fall, the straw will break. I'm not getting on a fucking bike ever if it's understood what might break when I do fall, which I will. How about sponsored by Stay the Fuck at Home?
Well, you can stay the fuck at home and read these books.
Oh,
that's
you're
what
good.
I'm saying.
You're good.
With Inaudible, you don't even really have to leave the house. Get the book sent to you. Open it up. It's just like Audible, except it's only for your eyes. And you don't have to worry about annoying stuff like, what does someone's voice sound like when they're reading?
Right.
Pick the voice with your imagination.
Right. You don't got to go England, American, Italian. You could be, you don't got to do Harry Potter or the Hulk. Make it anything you want.
And yes. The best part is you can't ride a bike while doing it. So it's mm-hmm. perfect for staying at home.
Can't even get hurt because you're just reading. That's it. Just put on your glasses and do your thing. Inaudible is not a .com or a website. It's just like a state of being and a state of mind. And I say you go out there and support them. I don't know how we get paid.
I don't either.
But you know, we're just spreading the reading bug around. And I was definitely a library book kid. So let's all get back to reading, everybody.
What's their tagline? Inaudible. We just read.
Inaudible. Inaudible. It's books for your eyes. So there you go. And of course, yes. We have Minimum Rage.
Oh
because
my God. Do you keep getting sent these? I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like this is the thing about these segments. They take on a life of their own. And it works two ways. Number one, I am constantly searching and finding horrible fucking stories about people. But number two, fans start sending me stories. And it's like, most of the time they're sending me something I already have, but they're like, this is like, they're having an awakening. Like, this is fucking real. You're not just saying it on the show.
I just got one Muslim woman, whole hijab and everything, died over an argument of sauce. And like we always joke, what could the fucking argument be? Said please, they said fuck you, you said goodbye. What could the argument be?
Is that halal?
It can't be worth it. And I'm not lying.
Right, is that halal? Right.
It's only been 4 days. Mm-hmm. I could do like 3 or 4 of these per show.
Yes.
That's how much this is happening. I can't keep up.
That's actually unbelievable. Like, that goes into the part of my brain that actually doesn't know how to believe it. I have to actively try to believe that. That's crazy. Yes.
It's like there's mass shootings every day. You know, it's like finding that out. Now, ironically, these two go together, but...
Yeah. We're just out here, okay? If you think you have control of your life and your destiny, you don't. Okay. You're one fucking Miss Sauce from being a bystander that got stabbed or some shit. And not that, like, it's just, every time you step into a Taco Bell, you take your life into your hands.
I have an idea. A delivery food service, only sauces.
Yes.
You pick your three sauces a week. That's it. You worry about the rest, grocery store, a real restaurant, whatever you want. But we'll give you the sauces you want. And we'll label it so you're like, oh, that's the Taco Bell one. That's clear.
This is great because I'm sure you have a drawer full of leftover sauces from your deliveries. And now you start a seamless store that's just the sauces available in your drawer. Mm-hmm. And then the little delivery men will come pick it up from you. And you're, boom, a ghost kitchen. Love it.
Yeah. Now, this could work one of two ways. One, it's perfect and everyone's problems are solved. Two, you become the hub for all the violence in the community. Because missing sauces, like, you gotta get it right every time. If you work at the sauce store, if they want two Polynesian sauces and one hot mustard from McDonald's, you better get it fucking perfect or else how about pow, you know?
Also, Henda, we don't say little delivery man. We say less than tall delivery man. We say vertically challenged delivery person, by the way.
Somehow it's better. Somehow it's better.
It is amazing how they're all little.
We call them un-American delivery personnel.
I have two different stories.
Yes,
the first
please.
One.
I mean, anything, please. Yes.
A girl, 16, stabbed to death during fight over sweet and sour sauce outside D.C. McDonald's. Mm.
What could the fight be? You know, like the drill instructor would fuck with us. Oh, you have mail. And we'd have to take the mail from his hand just right. You can't keep him waiting, but you don't pull it from his hand. Did that happen with sauce?
And why? Sweet and sour is not even the best sauce at McDonald's. That's the wax sauce.
That's what you're judging now?
You're dying over sweet and sour?
But you can't change it. Like, if there's already a fight over sweet and sour, go... But seriously, I was wrong. I need the honey mustard.
Yeah.
Like, no, you focus on the sauce you got. Come dip with the sauce you came with.
Honestly, if I got to die over McDonald's sauce, it's got to be hot mustard.
Sure.
If it's sweet and sour sauce, then I would be mixing it with another sauce, and I need them to put that in the article. Like, oh, he didn't die over this wax sauce. He was going to mix sweet and sour and honey mustard and make a cool sauce because sweet and sour is the wax sauce. Her name.
We can't give you two. Maybe they're mad. Like, we don't give two sauces because you're a scientist.
Naima Ligon of Waldorf, Maryland, was allegedly killed.
Nobody gets barbecue. I get barbecue.
Barbecue's up there too. Like, okay. Hot mustard, barbecue, sweet and sour is just down the list. Is my point. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I go with the old Szechuan sauce before I go with sweet and sour. That's just not worth.
That's
dying
because
for.
Once we start talking about sweet and sour, we moved over to the Chinese restaurant next door. I don't know why we're here. So
come
on.
They don't sell egg rolls or mixed egg rolls.
Noodles. I don't.
Oh, Craig showed me the best egg rolls.
Oh.
Anyways.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Naima Ligon of Waldorf, Maryland, was allegedly killed by another 16-year-old girl outside a fast food chain at 2 a.m. Okay, I'm super. There's so many things happening. Two 16-year-olds getting McDonald's at 2 in the morning?
Do you know where your kids are? What do you mean that's fair?
What are you doing at 16?
What are you doing at 2 a.m. at 16? What a life these city folk have.
Who's going to stay up until 2 a.m.?
You're rolling your eyes, but they let you into fucking the Palladium at 16. That wasn't right either.
They shouldn't have, but I won.
Palladium was more safe than getting sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, you won. The 40-year-olds won. Everybody won.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The deadly knife attack stemmed from an argument over the nugget dipping sauce between the teens and a third girl.
Well, I like when they have to go for words. The nugget dipping sauce, prefer mentioned as sauce.
They should put it all in quotes every time they mention any food. The nugget dipping sauce.
Right.
That's what we're calling it. The verbal dispute turned physical as Ligon and the third girl hit the teenage suspect, who did not initially fight back.
With who started?
I guess they. So customer? The girl who got killed, and I guess her friend were having an argument with the third girl who's not named in this report.
Okay, so none of these people are the workers?
Nope, these are all just customers.
That's sick. You motherfuckers are on the same side.
Right.
Are they friends, or they just both happen to be 16?
They probably just both happen to be 16, because, I mean, how can they really be friends if the one stabbed the other one eventually, you know?
Because right? They're not naming the third right?
girl. I mean, I heard friends will stab you in the back, you know, but this is different. they smile in your face. The verbal dispute turned physical as Ligon and the third girl hit the teenage suspect, who did not initially fight back. And they have security footage, which is how they know this.
Whoa.
The 16-year-old instead lunged at Ligon and the 13 as they tried to get into a vehicle, and the detective testified. Okay, so I'm trying to put it together. What I think is happening, the 13 and the girl who died, I think, are they're together somehow.
Okay.
And then this other girl that stabbed her was coming at both of them and killed the one girl, and the third girl got away.
Okay. Because actually, you know who the fucking killer is? The fucking staff who wouldn't give a third sauce.
Yes. Yes. They were watching them like Fight Club, probably behind glass. Because if you're at a McDonald's that has 2 a.m. hours, you're probably like a bank.
Yes.
That one girl had a knife on her, because that's not a plastic knife that you get with your chicken nuggets.
Like, right.
So she had a knife on her.
What manager?
That could stab someone to death. I mean, I don't think that's like a regular, you know?
It's a 7.5-inch pocket knife.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
7 inches.
7.5 inches. That's more of like a purse
that's
knife,
bigger
right?
than my dick.
Yeah, that's bigger than a pocket knife. It's a pocket knife. I'm like, those are cargo pants knives.
Right.
At best.
I adjust myself daily.
Right.
She's just carrying that all day, all the time. Amazing. And by the way, what kind of franchise owner goes, I'm going to keep my store open at 2 a.m.? Do you know what I mean?
Second dinner.
You don't care about kids.
Yeah.
You don't care about kids. How much more money are you making in the middle of the fucking night? Yes, in Somerset, Pennsylvania, we're not scared about asking for sauce. They close at 9 p.m.
Yeah. You should have an age limit after like 9.
Yes.
Like, oh, no 16-year-olds. Come on, guys. Don't get too stabby.
It's the people that are too old that weren't cops and they run their security agents. They make your food now.
Yeah. So she died the day before she was to resume classes. So it's really sad. Although, you know, there's also that part when you're a kid where you're like, fuck, man, I'd rather die than go back to school. God. Can we just have summer a little longer?
The test is tomorrow. The nurse knows I'm faking it.
Like, you ever have that thought, that random intrusive thought of like, just fucking kill me. And then you're just like, oh, well, I'm glad I can't.
Well, it's really good. No one has a button. I mean, this is the insanity.
Oh, it is good.
I would have hit it by accident at least a few times.
No, you can't.
He would accidentally say out loud he means it, by the way.
That's what I mean. I accidentally would mean it for like 30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. As opposed to like a minute. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
the fucking machine starts working. I'm like, I didn't even. It was just stubbing my toe. What the fuck was I thinking?
We'll get to that. But I would allow you to press it in a literal minute countdown. And okay. Like chess. You press it, minute countdown, you can stop it. If you don't stop it, you die. Then
how about 24 hours then?
No.
Fine. You know you're wrong.
Let's do it. 24
hours.
Let's do it. 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours is good.
But the timer never starts over.
Oh.
What do you mean?
So like if I pressed it for an hour Monday, but I stopped it later, a month later, it's 23 hours. No more 24 hours.
You can also do it the next day. Now you can have it forever. But yes.
Can you buy more time on the button?
No, it's not a trick. It's not a scam. That's capitalism. Okay. And we're a better country than that with our suicide button.
Yeah. Nice try, Amda.
Nice try.
Let's see. The girl who is also from Waldorf was charged. This is the murderer. Was charged with second-degree murder while armed and pleaded not involved, which is definitely new. Oh, that's his juvenile version of not guilty. Okay. That's different.
Oh, she pleaded who said what to who?
Yeah. I don't know nothing.
It wasn't me. But I saw you with the knife now.
It wasn't me.
She entered a plea of, huh? When the judge asked. At the end of the day.
What'd you say?
At the end of the day, someone is dead over a dispute over sauce. A D.C. Superior Court judge, Sherry Beatty Arthur, said that she announced the child will remain in custody until her next hearing on Friday.
That might sound deep, but that is the most shallow thing that you can say. No, it wasn't over sauce. It was the system that you work in. Mm-hmm. So, oh, such a tragedy over sauce. No.
She can't take down Big McDonald's by herself. Okay?
No, 16-year-old is born to kill someone over sauce.
Oh, I've met some 16-year-olds. I gotta say,
thank you.
Some not of these born to do like that's over sauce.
No, we can't go back to Adam and fucking Eve. This 16-year-old needs dead.
Some 16-year-olds, man, they just got that sauce killer, you know, from early.
Well, we should do a better job with them too.
Yeah, and like some psychology where they put sauces out. You ever see this one? You take a 16-year-old, you put him in a room, and you put three sauces in front of him, and you go, "Don't touch it." And then you leave the room, and then they can't help but touch it. And then you go, "Okay, keep an eye on this person. You're on the list."
Yeah, you put a knife in there and some sauce, and see which
see
one
what happened. They come back, sauce all over their face, and they stab themselves in the leg. And it's like, okay, we pay extra attention to you.
You guys, we all saw that Black Mirror, okay?
Where they make the kid not touch the M&Ms? Which one's
no,
that?
No.
I haven't seen these Black Mirror episodes, and I kind of, if they got sauce on one episode, I'm going to skip forward.
Sure, it's too real.
she was found to be in possession of the knife, and when the police handcuffed her, she was the only person who brought a knife to a fist fight, said prosecutor Priscilla Guerrero.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
time.
Thought she dropped a bar. Right. Did she put her shades on like the dude from CSI Miami?
Oh, won't get
yeah.
fooled again.
Wow. She brought a knife to a fist fight.
Wow.
Yeah, the teen's defense attorney claims she acted in self-defense. So, okay. I mean, they got cameras and, you know, we'll find out if that's true. And yeah, then they just go into some other shit about someone else. Then this story.
Yes.
A woman was arrested for allegedly selling drugs while working at a Richland fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Her name is Brandy Jo Luke.
But that one makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Except it's always the dork that comes back and is like, "I have to call the cops because I ordered a cheeseburger and I have 5 pounds of cocaine, you dork."
That she was selling, apparently, methamphetamine.
Okay. Oh, damn, I don't know what that means. Okay.
Yeah. Meth's not one of the, like, it's
it
not like
bring
weed.
In the good crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you don't know why someone got stabbed at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. As a restaurant, you don't want to be known as the hub of the meth people, you know? Yeah. So, recent investigation led to the Richmond Police Flex Unit uncovering Flex Unit. What? It's capitalized FLEX, so I'm assuming it stands for something.
For but they legal don't say what exceptional X.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're lazy, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The X is xylophone. they got a guy that plays xylophone.
It's like the acronym SHIELD. You know they started with yeah. SHIELD.
Yeah, exactly. Make this work. They uncovered the drug operation where Luke was selling and distributing narcotics while she was at work at the local fast food restaurant. They said on one occasion, she offered to sell and distribute the narcotics from the drive-thru window of the restaurant while she worked.
No, that's kidding. Not where she was doing it.
Where else? What's the other option? It's 18 lunch breaks?
Right. I'm gonna mop the.
I'm gonna mop the parking lot. Like, just work the drive-through. Jesus,
that's all I was picturing. What?
Right. Like, you got to get off the grill every customer. That's not a way to make fast food.
Personal service.
Yeah. Due to the seriousness of these crimes and to ensure the safety of our schools and citizens, the Richland Police Department used many resources to safely effect their arrest.
Oh, you know what? When they follow anything up with what about children, it's like, and oopsie doops, this we did. Like, but, oh, we used a lot of money because think of the children.
Right. Yeah. Between the DARE program and scaring children to death, we did an also, they don't go into the details of the investigation. I 100% believe it was someone calling the police because they got meth in their bag.
Cucks.
No way they investigated and found all this evidence and shit. They're just like, right. You got the meth, right? Because she looked methy. If you look at the picture, she got a look.
In that case, that's really good that they didn't say how they found out, because you never know like how far someone's willing to go to get back at you because you fucked up their shit.
Yeah. They also said the department's drone, aka the UAV, played a major role in assisting with surveillance in this case. This It feels like police justifying the over-militarization of their shit. They're like, we used a robot dog and a drone, too, for the children. Come on, now.
And the tank helped, too. The end.
Yeah. You see all those school zones? Paint costs money, and so does the work behind it.
Exactly. And we need another $12 million in the police budget for Humvees, because how are we going to catch people selling meth at McDonald's if we don't fucking have the latest fighting the Taliban technology?
And thank God for the Black Mirror robot dog. Anyways. Yes.
All right. We've had our fun.
Now
it's time to get down to fucking business, okay? We know why you really come here. You want to know what's going on with last week's shows.
What's going on?
Hey.
How many songs are there?
Right.
A lot.
Wow.
Okay.
I got to catch up.
Episode 3710.
37. That's how I start rating my checks. I pay so much in rent. I'm like, 3710. Yes. Do I go into hundreds now? Thousand? What?
That's honestly, actually how they raise our rent here. With, like, the amount of episode is what our rent is every month now. No shit.
They go, sounds like you're doing okay, and that's what we got to pay. Fuck.
Yeah. If you track it all the way back to episode one, y'all were living high on the hog back in the day.
Remember the two-bedroom? Remember that?
Didn't even appreciate it. Zero rent. Right. Episode one. So, for this episode, this called The Blind Side, with Kevin Klipto.
You're close, Karen. Wannabe.
Fuck.
Calvin Cato we are looking for. Calvin Cato.
God damn. Because I thought it was Klepto, like Klepto, no, like they stole something.
Go by the letters and then say those as words.
Oh, okay. I see what it did. Okay. Because I just look at the first letter and then I just
close my eyes and make up the fucking rest. No, Karen Wannabe. You just read it like a word in a book.
All right. Well, was he an asshole?
No. He's sweet as punch.
Ray of sunshine.
Yes.
Yeah, always. And he bagged that dude. Is his boyfriend for real now, and he kills mice now. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. He grew up. It's fun to watch them grow. It's fun to watch them literally grow. I like
what a magician trick that is. Yeah. You know? Because I feel like that's not a thing people normally grow into. I feel like either you got it in you to kill a rat, or you don't. And
well, in one scenario, he was potentially in a different borough, and it would need at least an hour on the train or an Uber ride. In this other scenario, he was in the other room and I think awake. So
and woken up, yes.
Okay, which means Calvin was able to make him move in just to kill rats. That's amazing. Amazing.
Wait, do they live together?
They were in the same building anyway.
In the same building.
They were at least sleeping over. I see. Yeah. No, that's a, yeah, that's a
that's thing. An improvement. That's marked improvement.
Right.
Simone Biles is back.
Yes.
Congrats, Keith.
Thank you. I had her in my stand-up for one reason or another. She needs to stay a champion until we're all dead.
Yeah. Also, like, how badass is it that she had the yips and everybody got, like, a year break? Like, everyone else got the win. And then she immediately comes back, no rust, just busting everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't even have, like, one flip where you're like, oh, maybe she still got the... No, she's like, I'm perfect again. Sorry, everybody.
She brushed her shoulder off, winked at everybody. She's the only contender now. First, second, and third.
It's insane. It's insane. The Swedes are at it again. First of all, congratulations on having listeners in Sweden.
Thank you.
You know
that
what?
Feel comfortable writing in. You guys are global, okay? Yeah,
that does feel good. Thank you.
Yeah. You know? I was surprised when you read the email. It wasn't like, don't.
Which is still English to me.
Yeah. Because when they get drunk, I thought they sound like the Swedish chef, but
we know the chef. We know the bikini team. That was all English to me.
Right. But... You get an email that you're not being, well, I guess Hemda's not being allowed to be Hemda on the show, which kind of patronizing. But when you hear this, Hemda, does it feel like a support or does it like, oh, they just like me so much that they're feeling this way? Are they validating something that you're feeling where you're like, well, Keith has been kind of angry lately and I'm glad this listener noticed it? Or are they just drudging up some bullshit you don't feel like dealing with?
It's always what they're hearing. That's all they're saying. I'm hearing this. Maybe there's truth to it because that's what they're hearing. I can't assess how much percent is true from their perspective.
Okay, we get it, Hemda. Thank you. I think what she's trying to say is...
Keith is so angry right now.
That's why you should send it to Keith, because I'll just go, thanks for thinking of us.
Right, I'll and read it.
That is true. That is true.
I'll also, like, oh, okay, those are your thoughts. Drink
if
water.
Your issue is Keith being too upset on the show and ranting, probably don't email in. Because just let me tell you what the response is going to be. It's probably going to be a little anger at your way, and him just going to sit back and let him do his thing, and then wait for him to bring up some bummer news. So you're kind of making more of the problem, if that's your issue.
When we'd be in the same room, Hemda would hear me, like, go, oh, and then the printer go, zzz, 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 and she's like, oh, fuck, who wrote us?
And was this the episode where you also found out the person was drunk? Because, like,
yes.
First you had
No, email. That was another episode, but,
okay, yeah. All right. So this is the we don't even know they're drunk.
Right, and Hemda saying, that's great for a third language. You know, surprise, surprise. Fucking the language is Michelob.
Wow. This is the first time ever that Keith's been able to interpret better than Hemda.
Right.
I feel like normally Hemda's the one that's like, okay, I know what this guy sounds like. Let me break down this crazy shit for you, okay?
Obviously, the drunk is my filter also.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I got to remember that people could be drunk. You know, sometimes I could be at a bar for hours and I'm like, what are you saying? And I'm like, right, drunk. Yes, that's a different mode. I don't do drunk. I go, oh, right. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, no matter what I say right now, I will see you tomorrow. This is my drunk friend. That's cool.
Right.
I get it. I had to come to, like, you know,
I'm with you. I have to do the same thing. Like, I don't get too drunk. No, I don't drink a lot, and I very rarely drink to drunk, like once a year maybe. And I used to go out with these guys that got drunk every Thursday, and for years it took me so long to realize, like, oh wait, they're just fucking drunk. That's it. There's not another level to this where you, like, aren't understanding the social dynamics. They're fucked up. You're not fucked up, so you can't even speak what they're speaking right. You know, they're just got their arms over you saying things men never say to each other. Like, I love you, bro. I fucking love you. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, you either want to be in that place or you don't. I feel like I obviously less want to be in that place because I don't find my myself right. in that place. Not really.
Yeah. Except sometimes a place finds you with an email.
And and you know what, guys? I don't know. Then that's what you're doing.
This is also the return of my favorite annual segment. The Himda is surprised that there's NFL preseason every season segment of Keith and the Girl. It's that time of the year, okay? It's getting close to August and September, and it's time for Keith to bring up betting on the Steelers. And
the Super Bowl was so long ago, Kenda. And she's like, already? What do you mean already?
It's so
fucking
early.
September, and that was in January, February.
That was... it's not... That's like, what, half a season? Oh, God.
Every year.
It's
I love
a year.
It every year. I don't even know what's better. This is honestly my preseason, is hearing this segment on the show. I don't know what's better. When you have a guest that does know football and they're like flabbergasted by him to being like, how can you not know? Everyone's, even if you hate football, everyone knows. Or when you have another guest who's like, I also don't like football. And they kind of do the gang up on Keith. They're like, how can you be into this most popular thing in America? So good.
Fucking world.
We love to see it. We also got Donald Trump's mugshot this day.
What do you think? I'm hearing people saying, "Oh, I expected it to be worse." I think it looks appropriately evil.
Yeah, the bar is so low for the Trump shit that I think people keep. I think
they thought his dick would be out. Like he gives an evil look.
Subconsciously people have lowered the bar so much that if he didn't show up with like his real hair,
right.
they were gonna be like, oh my fucking God, this guy, we're never gonna get him. Yeah. And I'm not saying he's going to jail, but he's taking all the steps that people that go to jail take on their way to jail. So we'll find out for sure at some point. But I wasn't impressed by the mugshot, but he looked, in my mind, exactly how I expected him to look in his mugshot.
It was too much anticipation. It was the news updated you. Hey, we're still waiting on a mugshot. You can't. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. Barbie didn't do that. We were going to hate it. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
And then look what they did.
I just picture him getting makeup and hair and shit.
And practicing in a mirror.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I did picture
that.
Yeah. Like, because he knows how much... the image is so important for him, particularly. And with those people that support him, they're going to support whatever he looks like. But what he'll never do is look pathetic in front of them. Like,
but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You get to, as a person who's gotten a mugshot, right. it depends who was taking that picture, right? Because if they're a supporter, they will count you down. But if they're not, they'll like fake count. They're just taking it. Why does everyone look bad? You don't have to look bad. You could look forward. Like, where is he even looking? So I think it depends on if they're going to count you in or not.
And he's a cop. I mean, it's cops, so they probably were on his side. The mugshot takers are like, you did say bang people's head up against the door. So one, two, three. Okay, let's get another one. All right, let's get vertical. We're going to get vertical on this one. All right, now this one's video, Trump. This one is video, so make sure you wave or something.
Look to your left. Turn to me real quick.
Yeah.
Difference.
Okay. Now give me Mexicans or rapists. All right. Cool. All right. Give me a little grab him by the pussy. Little grab him by the pussy. All right. But yeah, he looked like I thought he would look because I thought he would think that looked cool. It's just to me that does not look cool. So I was like, look at this motherfucker. Like, look at this fake. This fake ass. Like, yeah, I'm never surrendering. As you're surrendering. Right. Get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, my God. I didn't think of that option that he thought he was making a cool face. Of course. Yeah. He thinks that's, what's one of the stupid people we always reference here? Marilyn Monroe. What's his face?
James Dean.
He's James Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think what is bothering a lot of people of, like, my belief system on the left, they want to see his confidence broken or something. And I don't think that's possible. It's
fake confidence.
Exactly.
He's confident in himself. He's sincerely confident in himself. And if he blows it, he'll be like, I did that. And if he did it poorly, he'll be like, look at me. He's one of the people who do the sauce thing in McDonald's, yes, and then wait for the police. Like, look what these people did to me. That's him all day.
Yes, bars. Exactly. That. So I think our people keep waiting for him. They wanted a picture where he was like crying. You could tell he had been crying. I was like, what? Right. What? Have you met this dude? This dude don't even think he lost the election, dude. Just.
Like, he thinks he's president right now.
Yeah. The only solution is to send him to jail. We're not going to win any other way.
He's doing as much work as in people keep calling him Mr. President.
Right. Somebody
put him in an actual oval room and he was like, I knew it. That's it. Yeah. That's all it takes. He's good.
I do like when Rod says, you know, it does look like he's taking the steps of one who would go to jail. Not to jump ahead, but on the last show we did that week, a Proud Boys leader got 17 years for the insurrection. Mm-hmm. These are things that are happening. So if right. if they have to justify you spending 17 years for the insurrection, the guy in charge might get in trouble. That's all. That's all. It feels, don't take it away from me. It feels pretty good.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think what's happening is everyone wants to protect their own, like, mental health. And so, like, when I talk about him going to jail or facing consequences, essentially, there's, like, a part of them that wants to be as hopeful as I am, but they know the world has let them down. America's let us down too many times. So you're like, no, I'm only going to believe the worst thing can happen. In addition to him not going to jail, he'll be president again. Right.
And he'll put me in jail.
Yeah, don't sleep.
We'll be in jail. Yeah, it's like, don't sleep. Like, so I think also they think that we're going to get comfortable and be like, well, you know what? Since I think he's going to jail, fuck it. I'm not voting. Who would vote for him?
Who? He's a criminal now. He can't even vote. Who would vote for him? Don't sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm still going to vote, and I'm still going to try to destroy him. I want him to go to jail. I do want him to go to jail.
I think it's looking good, but yes, despite that, vote early, vote often.
Yeah. I mean, all we need is one of the 97 indictments.
I like that Pemda just nodded. But yes, vote early, vote often.
Yeah.
How do you know that people are on the blue team? They sound like they're fighting, but they super agree on everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we always do that. And we're like, and of course, we're all going to vote. Okay, next subject we can argue about and pile on the same team. Hey, it's weird dodgeball.
This is honestly why I voted for Biden and what I love about him. Because there's nothing anyone can say about him that's fucked up enough for me to be like, well, damn, they ain't gonna vote for him now. Like, if everyone I know that hates him and be like, he be falling, they like, I'm gonna vote for him. Yeah, damn. You know? And I feel like that wouldn't have happened with somebody else. If it would have been one degree off of an old white man, it would have been like, and that's why I ain't voting for Kamala Harris, because she's a cop. And I'm like, but then Trump's gonna be in office. With Biden, it's like, I mean, I'm gonna vote for him. I just hate him. It's like, all right, cool. All right.
We talked also on that show, and Newsy agreed with me, and that was fun. What do you think about people that delete messages on text? And it shows you delete. It shows us. So now it's just like, well, what was that? And then people that edit texts that you already read because you know you're in a conversation. It drives me fucking bonkers, mainly my brother Ken.
I'm trying to understand if, because I don't know if this happened to me yet.
Yeah, so I haven't experienced it, so it's hard to
Are you
yell
saying
about it?
That Ken edits the meaning of the message, or is he just editing, like, I spelled school
it
wrong?
It does, could be doesn't, for example. It could turn into the opposite.
Mm.
Now I know you're human, and I think I know what you're saying, but don't make me then go back. Just fucking right under it, doesn't. You don't even need the asterisk. Just write. I'm not gonna go. Why did you just write doesn't?
I'm gonna.
I don't like the flow. Why are you breaking the fucking flow?
I don't like that it doesn't tell you exactly what got edited.
You can click on edit and see it, but now what are we doing? That's fun.
Oh, you can click on edit.
So I think I'm on Calvin's side here because I like because
he's younger.
Well, he's younger, cooler, gay, or blacker, a bunch of stuff. I think the reason I'm on his side is because I do like the look of a smooth text thread, even if it says like a little edited asterisk, to me is better than a maybe it's just my insecurity, because I've done this before where I'm trying to spell something and I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to see Beyonce's Renaissance. Fuck, Renaissance. Fuck, Renaissance. Fuck it, man, the fucking new album. And it's like, just I wish I could have just edited the first one.
And so you didn't know how stupid I am. On the fifth edit, put the drink down and give a shit. It's not on me trying to figure out your edits.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I've only edited once, though. I've never had to do multiple, but I don't. This is also a very Larry David-ass argument of some shit I don't care about that much, one way or the other. I got friends that do both, I'm sure, and they don't bother me. So.
Right. And it shouldn't bother you that somebody says, hey, don't put your garbage in my garbage can. Exactly. But you know what? Then you live in a world of shit and you have a president that has a mugshot.
I know. Listen, we have some good Larry David fucking segments on this show, I think, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's a bar at the grocery store or something, it don't really change your life, but it's worth talking about.
You shouldn't put garbage in people's private garbage cans.
It's just garbage. It's already on the curb. It's going out.
Garbage. Mm-hmm,
because there's a certain specific way, and that person gets fined if someone looks through
their
garbage.
Oh, not in this episode of Curb.
Come on. Okay. Yeah. It was pretty clear we weren't talking about a fucking plastic cardboard lawsuit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You're not
Christ.
Talking about plastic v. cardboard, the Supreme Court decision? It's coming up soon, guys. That's why we got to vote. Okay.
I still don't do it because people get mad if you throw it. Like if they happen to be looking out the window and you're throwing your garbage into their personal garbage thing, they'll get mad. Yeah. Is that just a city thing?
No, that's them being little bitches and like, this is what I can control, my garbage. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did you just think you can put garbage in my garbage? But I pay to have a garbage can. Meanwhile, they're throwing shit out their car window. Fuck
right.
off.
They're letting their dog shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Don't throw the garbage. Well, become the garbage avenger, motherfucker. Put on a t-shirt and go out and solve the problem for the city. What was the poll? What was the results?
The poll was, who did you side more with regarding editing and deleting? Keith, 38%. Calvin and Dumbfox, 62%. That's the poll.
Did you edit? Did you edit?
I edited it. Oh, sorry, guys. Did you agree to something totally, completely fucking different? Because I wrote real because I'm telling you right now, edit it. So just listen, and you would know that I edited that.
But what about you leave voice notes, and those disappear after listening? I can never go back and be like,
that's
but
right.
Keith, you had said.
Did I?
So like, how does that count?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't tell you something and then trick you later. It's gone. I can start over. Mm. But yes. Like that. I'd rather text messages went away. I don't give a fuck. But don't let me stare at shit and wonder what the fuck it was or is. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
But I thought you like receipts.
Yeah.
You're not tricking me. Okay, fine. You want to get into this? Okay.
No, we don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it.
You can hit keep on the voice message. You can have the receipt. You didn't mean that, and you just wasted the court's time.
Yeah. All right. Withdrawn. Also, I did forget to mention Bob Barker died, and it's just funny to me. I had a friend. We were doing a podcast, and you can see the chat. And so we're doing a podcast, and it's like someone in the chat is like, guys, Bob Barker just died. And then another person responds, wow, oh, that's sad, but I don't want to mourn him in case he did some bad stuff, and then we're going to find out. And I was like, he's a 99-year-old white man. Of course he did something bad. Right. Come on, man. What are you doing? like I was listening to y'all, and of course Keith's like, hey, he had some sexual lawsuits, harassment shit. I was like, of course he did. Of course. It wasn't even against the law when he did it, I guarantee you. They had to make the law to be like, they call it the Bob Barker law. It's like, no more squeezing cheeks of the models, dude. What are you doing? Episode 3711.
Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, we go to Reddit polls whenever it works out in my favor.
Oh.
Let's see.
A little overtime.
Yeah, a little overtime over here. Let's see, 15.
It really is football season.
About 60% in Keith's favor.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. You know what? I changed my vote then. I want to be with the winning side now. So I'm going to edit my vote on the poll to Keith's side. Episode 3711. Keep it moving.
Yes.
With the one, the only Blanca Bradwin.
Oh, no. We were looking for Bianca Brady from the, think of the person you know, Bianca Brady.
Oh,
that's them.
Is that not what I said?
No, okay. You said, I don't know
they
what you
said. They must be spelling it different now. Was she an asshole?
I don't live with her, but no, she was great, of course.
She is who she is all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost ironic how hype us as listeners and the chat and the forums get for Bianca, because Bianca's demeanor is so even keel.
Yeah.
So we're like, she's the fucking queen. And then she just shows up like, hi guys, what's going on?
Woo! She's doing it. That's so true.
It did get a little sex trafficky by the end, because all the dating suggestions. I think him to even had a rule, Bianca's clothes are on, your clothes are on, which feels like an instruction a pimp would give of some type. So maybe Sadia's got, I'm just saying, things were said.
A dog sniffs its ass twice a day. You know that saying.
Yeah, could be close. We got a cancer update. She is cancer free. We love to see it.
That's so cool.
That's great.
Yeah, real talk. Like,
oof.
I love this conversation because you never, I guess you probably rightfully get PTSD from just having cancer and thinking about your mortality and going through all these treatments and shit. So you normally, I feel like these kind of conversations don't happen, you know, where like, hey, I survived cancer. You either just go join a charity or you just like go back to your life. But I love that y'all talked about it. And especially the stuff about her having to think about her mortality. The ironic, funny thought of this is going to be so embarrassing. If I die, I identify with that so hard. I was like, yes. Oh, my God. Like, I'm one of these people.
The doctors say, go, but we did so much. Right. Bitch.
Everyone's like, we were rooting for you on the forums. You just going to fucking die, dog? Come on.
You started the story.
But like, yeah, going. And I think also like her being cancer free, like being able to go through the whole story, because I think it's probably, if you're in the middle of it, it's probably a little, it's like, you know, it's like story's still going, guys. I don't want to talk like I beat this shit yet and it's over, but here's all the things with cutting my hair, here's all the things with all the tests, here's how I found out the gluten thing turned into a stomach thing, turned into a cancer thing. This is what, like, I don't know, y'all did such a great job interviewing her, and I feel like we got to know her in a way that we hadn't before.
It was fun. Well, she's open and she's great, but yeah.
But the questions were all Keith. Like, I wouldn't know that someone is necessarily interested in it, because it's a different pace show, and I think that's when he's not afraid to be like, it's fine, we're going to slow it down, like, people won't be bothered by it. And I'm like, I don't know if you want to know about sickness. I'm great with talking about it. In fact, I think people should join a group for something anytime you go through something or have something, because not everybody wants to hear that, or you think not everyone wants to hear that. Now you're in a room where it's like, this is where you speak about it, so at least you could practice and see how it feels.
But who doesn't want to hear about it? Like, I get it's not polite conversation, but who doesn't want to hear about it?
People cringe. People don't want to hear about it. People want you to come back when it's done.
I wonder. Or do people not want to, like, talk and they're nervous, but here you can just listen.
Right. Also, like, it kind of activated something in Hemda, because Hemda was, like, able to relate in some ways. Yeah. Like, yes, going to all these doctors, I've been there, and this is what it was like for me. What was it like for you? And I loved hearing about her different experience with the doctors, especially the one that was, like, kind of cold. Because I imagine, like, we do a lot in America to, like, be like, doctors should be, like, customer service people. And I'm like, there's no fucking way, right? Because if you do a job where the person could fucking literally be not coming back because they die, you probably start putting up some walls of like, yes, your body's just a machine. You're just a fucking robot. I don't want to know anything about your life other than what it relates to the disease. And but I love that moment. She was like, she had a doctor kind of like that. But one day she was like, I'm finna break down. And then the doctor's like, okay, all right, here, activating emotions in three.
Yeah.
Gonna be a human being in 30%, 40%. Give me a second.
My general practitioner seems like he knows his shit. And I made some stupid joke about B vitamins, whatever the fuck. And he's like, what? And I'm like, all right, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good at your job. All right, never mind.
You listen, shit. this is not the plan. Also, I love her sense of humor and her sense of self because another thing she said was she talked about dating and getting on the apps. And she said, I have an attitude of like detachment so that when this doesn't work out, I can just pretend it's all a joke. And I was like, yeah, I was picking that up a little bit from the energy of like, you know, fuck it, it's just, I'm not going to put myself too out there on this app or whatever. And I was like, oh, man. So how do you get somebody if you don't want to put yourself all the way out? And she's like, because if it don't work, I can just be like, I didn't try anyway. I was like, okay, yeah, I relate. I do that all the time.
I do like the way she described Raya, only because Craig was on Raya recently. Like, yeah. They let anyone on now. I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah, losers. People that sit in there and take up your table all night. Keith said he doesn't care if you're dating if you have a cat. And now I want to know, was the cat versus dog rant fake? Because I believed every word when you talked about cats versus dogs.
That I don't care if, I don't mind if somebody has a cat? I think
yeah, you said it on the profile, if they got like a cat or something, and you're like, I don't care if they got a cat. And I'm like, you should care.
I think either I misspoke or you misheard. It's what she said. She saw somebody with a cat and was like, oh, a cat. And I'm like, yeah, a dog would be cooler. Right. She's not necessarily opposed to cats, but that's not a turn on to see a cat. You don't work with the cat. You know, right. You work with the dog. You don't,
come on.
A cat does it to just show me a roommate you have that eats your food when you're not looking, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I take allergy meds for a dog. I wouldn't take allergy meds for a cat.
Like, Kyle has a cat, but I was in love with her first.
Oh, so
now I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. But
that's how those cats
do. It's not necessarily a negative, but it certainly doesn't get me horny.
I bet the cat didn't come out to like the fifth date.
Yes.
Right.
She showed me the kids first before the cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't show someone a cat. The cat has to want to be shown. So. Right. It probably leaves when you come over and shit. Like, here this motherfucker go. She must be trying to get a man. I'll be back in 5 days. I love the thing about people put it on their profile that they're politically moderate. Because I think y'all broke it down. Like, what's left to be moderate about? Yeah. What do we have left that really is a thing where most people are like, oh, I can take it or leave it. Like, I feel like that's done now. I don't know when it happened, but somewhere in the last like 6 to 8 years, like something happened, and we can't just be like I don't know, maybe I could give or take.
I think taxes should be more moderate. I think abortion's moderate, you know, a little bit.
You know, this Black Lives Matter thing, I could take it or leave it. I don't know. Sometimes they matter. I don't know.
It's fake people acting smart, you know, and it makes me think how, and I get it, Keith's all black and white, but man, when people love to keep going, like, that's their point. Everything isn't black and white. It's like, that's you saying everything's gray, so you don't ever have to have a fucking opinion or a thought, and you can walk around like an idiot. Maybe OJ didn't do it. I wasn't there. Have a fucking thought. It really affects everything you do.
Because I think the fear for me is that you say you're moderate, we start dating, and you're not, because no one really is, and you just didn't want to say the fucked up thing that you do believe. So now I got to discover it. You know what I mean? Now we're 6 months in, and you're like, I mean, I came in you, but you're obviously not getting an abortion, because that would be crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Like, whoa, what the fuck? I thought you were moderate.
Well, everybody likes to act like they're fucking therapists. First of all, I see you people outside. I know who you are and what you're about. So don't act like everything's just so in the fine nuance. I hear when you argue. I hear when you talk. I hear when you debate online. You have opinions. So have them.
Yeah. Especially if it's dating, man. Just tell me that shit. Let's get that over with.
Yes.
No surprise motherfuckers. I just don't want to be surprised. You know?
I hate it as simple as, you know what? When I look up Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, can we admit they're both wrong? You pussy! You pussy! One is a little more wrong than the other. Now you tell me which one. No, it happens to be equal, and I'm a cuck.
Oh, man. Donald Trump's mugshot came up again, and I think it would be a good dating profile picture, you know?
Sure.
For him, I think it's a look. The kind of people that are into it, who I, you know, they seem to
like
it.
What does your grandpa look like?
Come on, okay?
A year from now, he's going to say that that star in the mugshot. He's like, that's when I was working with the cops. He's going to be like a Steven Seagal lying motherfucker.
Now I want all presidents to have like a mugshot just to see what theirs would look like so we can compare.
He's going to tell jokes. If he goes to jail when he comes out, he's going to tell jokes like it's the baddest, coolest thing that anyone could ever do. But, you know, like reality show star becomes president, becomes king of the yard on the next reality show. Yes. I'm a douchebag you voted for.
He'll be like in jail telling us how awesome jail is. Because that's what he would. So and he's the best. Beautiful jail. This is
the best at jail.
Yeah.
Day one. He didn't have to practice.
Right. Oh, man. This guy. What was the poll?
This fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
Tony Pizza.
What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, have you ever joined a dating app? And at first came the thought, isn't that just showing age? Like, oh, if you're young, you have. If you're older, you haven't. But I have.
It's just that if you're young, you for sure have, almost. No? Maybe I'm wrong. Well, let's find out.
You get it in, like, when you turn 14. When you sign up for Selective Service, you're first on OkCupid for free. You could join other things for... Have you joined a dating app? 70%, yes.
Okay. It's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You know, I feel like that's what everybody's doing. It's in every TV show. Every comedian's got a segment about it.
I think you're single long enough in an age where there are apps, you will be on it.
You don't want to go to the club. It's easier to, like, you know, be eating chips on the couch and download an app. All right, let's see what this is. They start you off free. That's a yes.
Yeah. Basically, DoorDash
I find it uncomfortable, but I've never been involved in it. But I don't know how to do that. And I think I would always worry about when I show up. One, will they show up? And two, will they believe that I was right about everything I said and put out there? You know, like, I don't know. I don't know.
But you don't have to write a book on it. Just say if you like milk duds. I'll do the rest.
I don't know. I don't know how to write that kind of bio. Like,
I like on TV? See, that'd be funny. You write what you like on TV. It'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, really? Quantum Leap. Should I go back? Is there a new one? How about the new A-Team like, TV show? That was a movie? That'd be hilarious.
Right. How do I write that?
That's an essence. Tom Hanks starred in Top Gun.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going on with this lady. I need to go on a date with her and find out what this disability is. I do think on a philosophical level, I do wonder if, because we have an epidemic of loneliness now in America. Like, people are more lonely than they've been. I don't think the pandemic helped with that, right?
Sure.
Sounds like that. Doesn't it feel like that when you talk to people, when they come on the show even? Look, Keith just left. He can't even handle it.
Yeah, he can't handle this. Yeah. He's lonely right now.
Yeah.
We're not in his ear anymore.
He's like, oh, right. I do want to be lonely.
No,
Keith, the opposite. The opposite.
Yeah. No, you still want to be with us, Keith. But I do think, like, on a philosophical level, Keith's like, I don't need to be in this segment. This is for him.
The parentheses.
Yeah. I wonder if if dating apps make people feel more disposable to us. Because it's like the same thing. It's like in our phone. How could that not be true?
All of it is more disposable because we're putting out personas instead of ourselves. Right. That's that we never get a chance to practice vulnerability until it's like the big moment where you have to meet the person and or pick up the phone or whatever. It's too many big moments without having right. like these small moments of like, did he look at me? You know, did he brush my hair on purpose? You know, when he walked right. by, or is it like these, you don't get to have small moments. It's, do you like me? Do you want to fuck? Yes. And so I don't know that everyone's comfortable with that, you know, and then, yes, I do want to fuck, then you get ghosted.
Right.
Like, and in any moment, you can get ghosted. So why am I getting vulnerable? Who do I get vulnerable
with?
Well,
people like, keep saying they like it when they make plans and then the other person cancels the plans. I thought I was doing these chicks a favor.
Is that how you feel about Joshua Tree? Is that what you're trying to tell us, passive aggressively?
I'll tell you what. No, that's sad. And I looked up yesterday, what's the size of Joshua Tree National Park? 1,234 square miles. What's that mean if it's all desert? If I just showed up, would I find him? Because I bet he'll try to make a point to himself and go to Joshua Tree in October. If I just showed up whistling Dixie, would he see me? I picture there's one hot dog stand that he has to go to.
I don't think so, but if this was a movie, yes, and I would watch it.
Okay.
Number one, he would feel you and find you.
Thank you.
Number two, it would be good that he did find you. You were about to dehydrate and die.
Yes.
And number three.
I mean, I'm eating whatever grows on these stupid trees. Like, is this something?
And you're hallucinating.
Right.
And then Murph was right because he's hallucinating too because he's Craig. Then you find your hallucination moment like the end of the beef. And then all of a sudden you come back friends totally by accident. But really, Rod did this the whole time because Mike Kaplan was the guest.
Boom. I would watch this movie a million times. I want to write this movie. I also feel like because it's Keith, you would end up in like San Francisco. Like you would think.
I'm somehow at Salt Flats.
Yeah. Like, he steps into Joshua Tree, and when he calls him to ask to come get him, he's in Utah. It was just like, what happened?
But no, the call would go like this: where am I? And I'm like,
yeah.
You think I should know this, don't you?
I see a bridge.
Google bridge hot.
Yeah.
How can it be hot and a bridge? It can't be that hard.
The this next is episode. So accurate. I'm so interested in this. The next episode is 3712 on the button with Mike Kaplan.
Oh no, you closed your eyes again. Just look again, but keep your eyes open and read the letters. Okay. Like sound it out like we were kids. You sound it out and you do that. It. Don't add different letters not there. Use the letters there only.
Milka Wolf.
Closer.
Milka is not.
Micah Fox. We're looking for Micah.
Oh.
Fox. Okay. F-O-X. Fox.
I was worried that would happen. was she an asshole?
Yes. But that's why we booked her.
Yeah. She's a lovable asshole. What made you book her and her man separately? This time, was it like a choice? Was it did it not come up at all? Like,
or did they pick it? I assume they picked it. When that happens, Kemda will tell us in a second. But when that happens, you know, sometimes me and Kemda debate: do I want to be on this show together, or do we actually get more out of it going separately? What happened, Kemda?
Sometimes I think it's good to vary on the show. I think they're different people when they're separate. And I think if we always book them together, they're going to be on their own podcast and they'll start getting distracted. So I like to mix it up. And I specifically ask when I want them to be together, I send a specific email saying, can you book your guys together?
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Well, I like to space it out.
Mm-hmm. I did enjoy the energy, and in a weird way, I was able to see why they were together more with them being separate than some of the shows, even when they come on together and they're busting each other's balls. Like when Keith was asking about the come in the hand thing, her whole attitude to it, I was like, I guess that's the kind of person that you can come in your hand with. Apparently, right. I didn't know that kind of person was a person until now, but it's Michael Fox. It was really not a big deal to her at all.
She's I like that, even though it's not a big deal, she did admit, like, the first time he does it, though, are you like, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah. But you know what? Good. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. We're done.
Yeah. She's like, look, you're a weirdo, you know? And
you're not a giving lover, so we're done. Get out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also funny that that's the point he makes of, like, because a guy does that, and that means you're definitely done having sex. I'm like, when they come on you, for most guys, you're definitely done having sex. Like,
yeah.
Men are terrible.
Sure, of course. But there's no planet where you're holding your sperm in one hand and you keep fingering with the other.
Yeah. Or you can shake it up like you're playing dice. You know? Blowing it for good luck. I don't know. There's things they could do, I guess. Suicide button came up. I just love the convo. That's all. Right. The way Keith's mind works.
Thank you.
You know, it's things
it's
like
disturbing it's a little bit with this button. This button,
a lot disturbing
it,
a lot
because bit. You know what it is? It's a button on every guest's nerves because it's such a fearful topic, and it's one that now everyone's talking about, and now we know the possibility of like someone close to you doing it or having done it or all this. We're finally talking about it, but that doesn't mean we stop being scared of it. And he goes, "But what about a button?" And we're like, "Okay, hold on. I know yeah. what show I'm on, but let me just Okay, and yes, what was the question?
It lets everybody know that, hey, maybe we'd hit this fucking button. Oh, life's hard. Okay. Just admit life's hard, people. It's hard. Yes. Doesn't that feel better?
This is the kind of brain it takes to ask Bianca about cancer in great detail and for us to get that interview and
yes.
to not understand why people die of fire. Like, you need all this in the same brain or... You gotta take
if
the good
you're
with
not
the bad.
Trapped, I said, Hawaii. I said, if you're not trapped. We're trapped, asshole. You're dead. Well, motherfucker, I have a back now, door. So if I'm not trapped, I'll get away from you, too. How about that? Well, you are trapped, so you're dead. That's what I said. As they're stabbing me. That's what the fuck I said. My fucking knife in the face. I said that. Yes, sound I'm like trapped real, now.
Sound like a real Howley right now.
Oh, I hate. Oh, I never experienced racism like this in my life until.
This is where Tucker Carlson has a point. Okay,
I go on his show and I'm like, "Do you know what Howley is, Tucker? Do you know what that means?" First of all, they correct me every time I say it, which is interesting. I can't even say it, and I'm
it's
called
my
it.
Word. It's my work.
I can't even make a positive. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, once again. I'm so sorry, Keith.
And then they do that shit. I'm sorry the police don't arrest you daily, Howley. Okay, but it's still not pleasurable to wake up every day being a cracker Howley. That's all they said.
Yeah. You also talked about the teacher who was texting the student. And which is grosser?
That he brings it up in general at all and we have to start finding what's entertaining about it?
Or that people I know use the edit button.
It's the fun news, okay? Yeah, that's what the teacher should have said. These texts are edited?
I came across these two... stories, one a principal fucking like a 13-year-old, the teacher fucking a 14-year-old. And for some, like one after another, however it happened, and then I'm like, you know what? It's been a while since we talked about these teacher sex crimes, and I really can't tell you why, but obviously it's a literal hot button for me. And I'm like, I want to say this again. I got this guy's full name, his picture's in the paper. Let's make it fucking clear. I don't know why this is, for lack of a better word, a hang up of mine, but.
Maybe you picked it up when you were in jail.
Picked up.
Being very angry at pedophiles.
Maybe. Mm. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'm joking, but I know that you know, there was a pedophile.
There's a pedophile got beat up every day. He would. We had like an hour you can go outside, and he'd still go outside. Like, jail's so bad. It's not prison, though, but jail's right. So bad to him. He's like, he's got to get that fresh air on a roof that's closed, you know right. what I mean? Virus and shit. He still wants to go up there and breathe the air or smoke a cigarette, but you will get beat up now. It's crazy. And nicotine. Good. Fuck him. I could still picture what that guy looks like. Older, wow. Beard, white beard.
I think it's more like these are the most defenseless people, yeah. And that is the most heinous.
It's the most evil shit mind. There could be.
So yeah. It's like, where does this even... How does this keep landing here? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then being a teacher, powers of position. It's the most evil shit you can do.
Yeah.
And then as a parent, you know, and then I make up being a parent. Like, do I legit move to a country, like the country or something like this, or the suburbs or something not Manhattan? And we all have jobs, but we all actually homeschool our kids together. And you go to first period is Johnson's house, and second period is...
No, because Johnson is the guy, too.
Well, if there's a trick that you're getting... Oh, great! Then these stories are going on forever, because now I got a problem with this fake community we just made up. Yeah, it's sick. You're right, Henda. Yeah. It's sick. So then you just give up. Like, so don't send them anywhere. This is what's so frustrating.
It got worse because with the pandemic and with people not wanting to pay teachers, I feel like the kind of people that are taking the jobs are getting less and less vetted, you know, because it's just like, we'll need any. They treat it like babysitting, like just read from the book and we'll just take any fucking body that'll take $20,000 a year. I'm like, well, if for $20,000 a year, the perks is fucking kids. You have to change the entire setup of what we're doing. We can't keep cutting the budget. The only people left are going to be the fucking pedophiles.
They should actually lie about what you make. Let's say you do get $20,000, they go, it's $7,000 a year. And they go, yeah, I can work with that, and I'll drive in on my own gas money. Oh, yeah, you're not hired. Yeah, that would make no sense, you pervert.
A door opens up, Chris Hansen comes out. Right. Hey, have a seat over there.
What's in the trunk of your car? Yeah.
You're going to fucking jail, buddy, because no one – I don't trust any adult that wants to be around kids like that. I like, honestly, I only trust the put-upon parents, like the ones who are like, yeah, it's my turn to fucking take the fucking Boy Scouts to the fucking woods.
PTA shit. Yeah.
I wish I could watch the game. And I'm like, you need to go take the kids to the woods. Okay? You're the fucking guy.
Please.
I fucking hate kids. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Good.
They'll be at the campfire, which they're allowed to be, and I'll tell them to shut up. Okay, yeah. Good.
Cool. You're at the you're now the football coach now, too. So just want you to know.
Jim, social studies, and you take the kids to the library.
Yeah. This other motherfucker that wants to like be kids' best friends and Facebook friends them, you're out of the school.
But what if I'm attracted to the librarian? That's an adult. You're hired.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you gonna sexual harass some other teachers? I mean, not ideal, but shit. We gotta take what we can get for $20,000, okay? But yeah, the thing that made me think was like, even as gross as those texts were, they weren't as gross as Giuliani texting that grown ass woman. Yeah,
those titties are mine. I love those titties.
You're my daughter. I'm gonna fuck you. If like, what the fuck?
You're right.
Oh, that's I couldn't
calling some kid your daddy was up there.
And it might also, when you say text, I could be confused, but I think it was also just transcribed over a phone call.
Oh yeah, that's what.
And that makes no sense either. That's even weirder. Like you got all that out before the next person talked. Your tits are mine. God, I can't wait to see. Let's add some flavor. But I don't want to exaggerate. Those tits are mine. Give me those fucking tits. And I own those tits. And you don't let anybody else see those tits. You hear me? And she's like, yeah, easy.
Some of it sounded like she wasn't even listening. Right. She's like, you hear me?
So it's even weirder. Okay, and
sure.
Some guys could look at you, but you don't even let them see you and know those nipples are mine. Easy taught me.
Yeah. I don't care if they give you a fucking business card, okay? What? I don't know how his texts were creepier, but somehow they were to me, even though both were terrible. Telling Micah it was
what a fucking pervert. By the way, I'm watching. What did I just see? Another. I know it's because
Painkiller.
I know it's because I'm an addict. I was just watching. I love Painkiller. I love the better one, Dope Sick. That's on Hulu. And actually, what doesn't excite me? It's not the. It's not who they, it's not the fake people they use that are the addicts. Yeah. It's more the facts, the Sackler family, you know, them lying to blah, blah, blah. That's what excites me. It's funny, the addict part, like they try to make you see the worst that can happen. And this guy's like a tough motherfucker. But all of a sudden, he's got to chew 1880s on his way to pick up the kid and crush it and snort it. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, it is. It's weird to be like that in certain things. I also do this. I also do this sometimes with documentaries,
right?
Where like they start trying to make it like so personal about the person's story, and like the title of the documentary is like, you know, the people that killed all them people. But then they start with like a person who's like, you know, my mom was a person. She was killed. Right. And let's show a montage of me making breakfast for myself. And here's me going to work. And here's me at her grave. And I'm like, get to the fucking killing. We didn't even care about this. I'm not saying, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry that this happened to you. I really am. I don't care what you eat for breakfast. I want to know about the murder. And I feel like those, even the dramatic series, sometimes I'm like, they're like, we need to illustrate the pain that the addicts go through. I'm like, or just show the evil rich motherfuckers and save me 3 episodes, because yeah. I would watch that.
Yeah. What did you say that made me think about that? What I was watching?
I do not remember.
Painkiller?
Yeah. There's something else, I think. But anyway, yeah. So why do maybe why do I like that shit? What did you say?
Yeah. Maybe it's Giuliani. I was talking about those.
Yes, cats. Thank you. So, in Painkiller, there's a scene where it goes, and we have on the side of good, we got these three tough motherfuckers that are going to take care of business. And it's Peter Berg, right? He gets a little dramatic. And they turn to the camera and they go, "I'm this person, and I took down John Gotti." Next person looks at the camera. "I'm this motherfucker. I took down a 9/11 bitch." And then the third guy, "I'm Rudy fucking Giuliani." Done.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, you were a bad motherfucker.
He really was, though.
Yeah, and it is so funny.
This motherfucker used to put the Rico on the mobsters, dog. He used to... It's really sad what happened to him, low-key.
Right. Now we're seeing that Trump might get caught in the Rico laws
you got a Giuliani Rico made. You're one of the people that's going to be prosecuted with one of the things you fucking made famous. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then, spoiler, Rudy was paid off and Sackler's got free.
Of course. It went well, as a compliment to recording your special, is the coming in the hand of compliments to me. I don't think any artist wants to hear that, you know? I'd rather you just be like, "Oh, I didn't watch it," you know.
Yeah. It went well. Oh, that'd be tough. It went well. Special.
Yeah, like, and I do get that. Y'all are right. It's weird dating an artist, obviously, because if you're not gushing over the thing, or at least like very, that should be fucking enough. Interested, you know.
Right.
It went well. Like that. It went well. Just feels like, oh fuck, I was supposed to watch that.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, I started, you know, I thought about it after putting Kendra through that so many times after one of my shows, that like, well, I know what I need, and I know other people need it too, and I know Kendra needs it, I know Kyle needs it. So when I do when she's doing stand-up now, it's not work, but I do think like, oh, mention this, that this happened in the corner, somebody was talking but then laughed their balls off because of this and that. And she just screams all over, like, oh, shit. She plays it cool, but I know that was fucking great. It's like, yeah, it's your job now.
Yes. It's why every time artists do something, they fucking hang out after. You know?
Right.
The hang is really just like, can we talk about the thing that I just did, right?
No, you don't have to buy something. The buying is a trick so that you tell me what I did.
Yeah, exactly. Like, after Game Theory tapings, if you're like, so we're going to the Korean place. I'm like, so we can talk about that show. Right. My joke was killing. We got a Johnny O'Donny update.
Yeah, he seems okay, it seems.
Yeah. I love the he went to Prague and then Prague, and then I'm just like, went to Prague as John O'Donnell or went to Prague like James Bond? Yeah. Like what kind of go? They're like making a surprise vacation as Johnny O'Donnell. You need a little, you know, need a little reassurance. What was the poll?
Would you probably have pushed your suicide button by now? In parentheses, sandwich not included. You know, we made a joke about half a sandwich popping out to calm you down. Maybe you're hangry, but let's not get silly because it gets worse later, these polls. But you really got to tell the audience, hey, don't make shit up because of blah, blah, blah. Would you probably have pushed your suicide button by now? 42% say yes. So it is an idea. It is an idea.
That's what you got out of that, that it's an idea?
It's almost 50-50 about if you'd push your fucking button. People want to talk about suicide. They're a little fucked up in the head, and we should quit ignoring it. And it may now go to Patton.
The Sackler family is going to own the patent. And I don't know how they're going to get repeat customers, but they're definitely going to. Maybe that's how you get repeat customers. Somebody in a family hits the button, and then you're like, the rest of the people in this house are going to hit this button soon.
1-800-IDEAS just wrote me just now and said, this is going to industry. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that means.
Now,
what
is your growth plan? 1-800-IDEAS, not Shark Tank.
A terrible growth plan. And what's your projected? Oh, projected?
The sales chart for the fuck, the graph for the sales chart.
And our plan is here and then straight down vertically.
These are government subsidized.
Right.
Okay, that's how you make money. Get the government to pay for them. And then you just take the money from the government. You know what it is? You charge them to maintain the service every month. Like, oh, you didn't pay your bill. I hope you don't want to kill yourself in April.
I didn't want it to be bad. Like, rich people can keep, you know, upping their time. But I do like the idea of, you know what? Now you can't kill yourself. Now the option isn't there. Like, we all know, worst case, the option's there. But the government took away your option. It's like, it's super depressed.
This is a recurring segment now, okay?
It's either that or kid fucking.
Oh my God, it really is.
That's why you want a button.
Oh my God.
I would push the button for the people that fuck kids, you know? Right. Just sneak in their house.
I'm on page still there. I'm on page 3 of the newspaper.
Yeah, I'm sure you've never seen this or probably even heard of it, but there's this anime called Death Note.
Yeah, I know Death Note. No joke.
You know Death Note?
I love the idea.
Karen does.
Right. You raid it. Yeah, this guy finds a magical evil book. He talks to some demon. Doesn't matter. But he rates in the book. If he rates your name, you die. I like the idea. I only saw the Netflix half live version.
I'm so sorry about that. Please, that's the worst way.
I heard Karen go boo.
Yeah, it's so fucking bad. Goddamn, fucking Netflix. Okay. But the fucking the anime. Like I know y'all don't watch that stuff normally, but the anime is so fucking good because it's not just you writing a book. You can write like how a person dies, when they die. You can like coordinate their death to cause something else for someone else. Like, and the guy liked the hero or anti-hero. I don't know what you would, protagonist, because he's clearly not a good guy, right? But like the shit he does reminds me of Keith shit. Like it's like I'm killing all the pedophiles. He just starts writing the book like, oh, you shouldn't have did that shit. It's like, oh, these corrupt government people, fuck them. Like I was like, this feels very much Keith's like one break the law, one strike rule. But obviously not the same.
I had a thing. Thinking where I put it, I still have it. It's something me and Craig did years ago, and it was called
Drink.
And it was like I don't know if I call them Tim and Bob or what. And it was like fake people where if you said, "Oh, I want this motherfucker to die," you just talk to yourself, and they show up and they kill them, and you're like, "Oh shit, I called these fucking demon kids," and then somebody tries to go like, and it's all poetry. As opposed to you're just reading. And then somebody goes, Tim and Bob, let's kill this motherfucker. And it's like, that's not how it works. Now you're dead. I don't know. It's just, I'll find it. It's so fun. But
well,
yeah,
Def knows a lot like that. Like,
he'll put it on Reddit. Just kidding.
next episode.
Yes.
Episode.
We did another one. Holy shit. Yeah.
This is the last one of the week.
No, I'm kidding.
Episode 3713, sandbagging with. Okay, y'all.
Okay. The first one's easy.
Hold on, sweeties. Hold on.
Oh, by the way, Karen would get the second one perfect.
With Mick Turnstile.
Right, but just the words that are there.
That's not it. Okay. With Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
We're going to count it.
Turnips?
Done. No. But just the word you see. You don't see an S, and you don't see another syllable.
Okay.
Just what you see.
Nick Turner.
Done.
And Nick Batterat.
Were
they assholes?
to each other, but we dig them.
Yeah. I wonder if writers are tired of talking about the strike at this point. It's gone on so long. It's over 100 days now. Fuck. You know, right. It's just and you got to talk about it because you want to like be on the good side and spread the word and let everybody know like these motherfucking greedy corporate people.
But you
like,
haven't eaten doesn't breakfast everybody know? In a while and dinner has been ramen and this is kind of frustrating. And we're talking about my trauma as I'm going through it. But how are you guys doing?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to know, for example, Jesse Joyce is doing okay. He has some money saved and he found a good spot in Disney in the shade to pick it. Right. These other guys, they're shitting themselves a little bit, but they show up in the hot sun.
No, I like that you ask the questions, but I always wonder it, like, I want, because, like, every podcast that, you know, like, whenever I'm a guest on someone's show, they'll, you know, how's it going for you? I'm like, the same as last. Remember, nothing's happened. Nothing new happened, guys. That's the problem.
Right, but, you, like, everything. You're interesting because you happen to be not doing the show anyway. So, there you go. And then you got people that are like, I really can't make rent.
Right. Yeah, you haven't been relying on that. That's like a bonus. Plus, you have a wife who works and your podcast is financially stable.
I think also, though, it is spreading awareness to everyone how much writers do not depend on writing money. Because I'm not alone in that. Almost everybody I've had on the show has been like, I'm getting money some other kind of way that I was always getting. Because you don't make enough writing to just be able to go, it'll be fine, you know, because literally they pay you just enough to make sure it'll never be fine. It'll unless you like make it to that, you know, like y'all were saying, Jimmy Kimmel, that higher upper echelon of writers, you know, that get millions and millions. But if you're just like a working writer, they make sure that you won't be fine and you're going to be waiting tables or some other shit or you got a wife and you're on her insurance or whatever.
I feel like that's the same for theater people and music. Like, you could be in a Broadway play and then you're waiting table singing at the same time, like in your off time and it's because one, you don't even know if you're going to get another job, let alone when. And the other one is like that you already paid the rent on that check.
Look, Hemda was on Comedy Central, knocked on a neighbor's door to watch it on TV. And we know many comics that, no joke, they had to go to a bar or a friend's place to watch their Comedy Central special.
Yep. So it's cool that people are becoming more aware through those conversations.
Right.
But yeah, I just always think about that. Like, nothing to report, guys. It fucking sucks.
And then I didn't think about this, I don't think. But the shows are shut down. How about the camera people? How about honest to God, the janitor?
Yep. Craft services.
Yeah.
I also do like that Nick and Nick get to hang out more because they're not working.
Right.
Which actually sounds lovely. Like,
it actually sounds like they would do more of a podcast. But
right. But instead, they delete them.
What a weird thing. my man, Moscow Mitch, got sandbagged again.
Sandbagged.
You hate to see it. Yeah, watch out for them sandbags, dog.
Can you guys ask your questions louder? Yeah. We'll allow one more. You know what? Forget the whole thing, you bitch.
Yeah. I like the idea that he's an animatronic robot that only responds to loud sounds. Like,
perhaps you didn't hear the question, Senator. Or fucking minority.
He needs a warm up MC.
Hey, leader of the fucking evil party. The highest Republican ever. Did you hear the question, sir?
Mitch, are you running for re-election? And then when he doesn't answer, the person should step up like, guys, we need more energy. You gotta give it up.
Okay, right.
This is the man that took back America and gave it to Donald Trump.
Do I need to get my t-shirt gun? Right. Come on. Right.
Y'all ready for this?
Lights come out like it's a fucking
this
Oxycontin.
Is a musical episode.
Yeah. It's not that anything's wrong with him. It's just he's kind of a dick. He needs a warm crowd, guys. He won't perform.
If you don't care, then we don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. My
That's
God.
You, Keith. You don't care. Then we don't care.
No, that's Limp Bizkit. Absolutely. By the way, speaking about music, this just came in my head. In Painkiller, they play the great song, I'm Jewish. Everybody loves that Motley Crue song, Kickstart My Heart. I wrote on Twitter, like, it seems like Sabotage and Kickstart My Heart are like the two going on for the past couple years. And I'm curious what other songs people remember where it's like, I don't know, do you get a deal on a song? Because it's like everywhere.
I know one of the dudes from the Beastie Boys died, and then like their music was in every commercial. So it makes me feel like that dude had some type of integrity where he was like, we're not selling out. And he died, and the other two dudes were like, we're selling out.
And Vince Neil's half dead. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. also, like, everyone our age is now in charge. So they're using our cool songs when we were kids. You love to see it. Hemda fell into the quantum leap quicksand on this one.
Yeah, it's fun.
There's a lot of sand in this episode.
Yeah.
But is there a secret to quicksand where you just stand up and walk, but if you keep fighting, you sink slower? And she's like, okay. But 18, let's get real. Seriously.
Keith's there with a rope. He's trying to pull her out. She's like, no, I don't need any ropes. I need to know the answer to this question. Okay? I'm going down. I felt like Scott Bakula had hopped in your body for a second.
I'm going down.
And he was trying to figure out.
Halfway through, like, her talking about TV shows, I hear him to go, oh, boy.
Yeah. She looks in the mirror and goes, oh, I'm this guy now. Okay. but it worked out because Scott Bakula doesn't know who Tom Cruise is either. So it's hard to tell if it was him or not. The Proud Boy sentence was the same length as your podcast has been going.
Wow. That's a long time. Good luck, guys.
3,713 episodes to go, buddy. You'll be out of there in no time. Oh, man. Well, you got sentenced to Keith and the girl's existence, buddy. How about that? Maybe don't try to take over the country. And also, what a zany active shooter story. That was so
what
zany.
The hell?
You know what's funny? Before the show, I'm going, hey, separately or together, what's on your mind? We didn't get to it because who gives a shit? Nick has a 2-year-old, some cute dumb fuck. And then the other Nick says,
wow, that's what Sadia was talking about right there.
Right. And then, you know, Nick says something else and it's like, all right, we'll figure it out. Oh, hey, guys, if you need more to talk about, I'm like, no, we don't. We're okay so far. I was in an active shooter situation. Oh, were ya? When? Last week. Oh!
Yeah.
I didn't even tell Nick yet.
Yeah. I didn't even tell my other friend, Nick. Yeah. Jesus.
It was such a wild story. It really felt like a bit for a second. I was like, oh, this is like, it didn't happen. He's going to reveal it didn't happen at the end.
Right.
But at the same time, one day we're all going to have these zany, wacky stories because the rate we're going. who knows when your time's going to be, guys. Enjoy your Target trip. It could be your last. get those sauces from McDonald's. It's worth your life. And then the last thing for this episode, did they send you the video for the house survivor?
I have a 5-minute clip of, well, how do they explain it? Of like, it's either their audition or the beginning part where it's like, I'm so-and-so. It's edited. But I said I'm saving it for date night, which is tonight.
Oh, so, okay.
but they let me post it, so should I post it before I watch it?
Yeah, post it on Reddit.
You gotta post no matter what. You did.
It'll be
we're
on Reddit,
not responsible.
Anyway,
it's okay. Good or it's bad. They did it.
Yeah. Okay.
They said you could do it.
I didn't do it. I just mean, who cares if it's bad? They're not gonna think we did it.
Okay.
it doesn't end produced by Keith and the Girl, right? Yeah. Who gives a shit?
This is not the quality of content I come to expect from Keith and the Girl. It sounds like such a cool, funny idea. And
right? And someone's like putting it together for you as a party that you just come to? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Survivor's not the show I want to do, in case anyone's taking any, you know.
Yeah, absolutely
I'm not doing Survivor. I'm doing like Chopped. Yeah. Not even
Great
that.
British like, Bake Off. I hear the British
Secret
Bake Off is
ingredient?
Nice.
Kindness!
Yeah. That's what I want to do. I want to do the one where they send you home, but it's like they hug you and it's nice, you know? Like, you fucked up the bread, but come here, bro. What was the poll?
Oh, my God. Kill Myself was the poll. So, no. I don't know if you guys are caught up on this, but I thought the poll was so simple. It was about the woman who cheated on her husband.
Oh, yeah.
When did he get a free STD test? Did it by calling 911. And said she was raped, made up a story, bought rope that she said she was tied with. They found the rope at Walmart. They have her on camera buying it. And we said, honestly, I think if I had to pick, if my partner cheated on me, or if I found out my partner made up that she was raped on a 911 call, I think I'd pick what we all think normally is the worst thing, your partner having physical sex behind your back. That's what I think. That's how crazy it would be to find out you called fucking 911. Apparently nobody knows what this poll means. Would you rather your partner had sex with somebody behind your back, in parentheses cheating, or lied to police about being raped by a stranger, in parentheses behind your back? 80% picked they'd rather have sex with somebody else, but I'm worried people don't understand the poll. Here's J86. J86 is a smart dude. If you go to keithandthegirl.com/dad, he's the one that made that little Hitler-like video. Do you know what I mean? That 2-minute video. It's very clever. So he's a smart guy. And he says, poll clarification. In the lied about being raped, I am presuming, like the news story, it includes having sex behind my back. Or is, no, because I didn't write that. Or is it just lying about rape for shits and giggles? Well, it's behind your back, and you're showing up to a test without having had a one-night stand they regretted. I said, my next poll is, name a number, one or any fucking number. Would you rather know that your partner cheated on you or that they made up a rape story and called 911 about it and showed up for a free STD test? Is it for shits and giggles? Sure, but she showed up for the free test. Now what? Lord heaven, where's my button? And then J86, our buddy, says, look, this is science we're talking about. The poll is basically, he's clarifying it, and that's good during a discussion. You say what you think I mean so that I know you're on board. He says, this is what it is then. One, your girlfriend cheated on you, or two, your girlfriend cheated on you, wanted a free STD check, reported a false rape. No. So it's a choice between you want a slap in the face or two slaps in the face. And Appia, who we got to admit has life figured the fuck out, writes.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah.
The right answer to the poll is obviously number one. And number two, your partner still has sex with somebody else, but lies about a crime and an innocent person might get in trouble. Why would anyone choose the second option? We did so many shows, it would fill up the time of a fucking January 6th insurrection. Spending his time in jail. You don't think, what new poll do we go, do you want to get fucked once or twice? And I wrote, oh my Christ, kill myself. It's not a riddle. Please, Lord Jesus, heaven, take me now. So the answer is 80% cheating behind your back. But I have to assume Who the fuck knows?
Right.
Who the fuck knows? We even put in little parentheses in case somebody would be like, well, for shits and giggles, me and my friend could just fake call 911. Me and my lover could fake call 911 and we giggle and nobody cheated. No, so I added in parentheses behind your back. She's doing it serious and it's to get a free test. It doesn't mean she also burnt dinner.
As he's doing this.
What's that?
I think it's going to get nominated.
Imagine Keith as a lawyer when he's like,
oh my God, I'd walk out. You're dead. This courtroom is stupid.
Definitely going to get nominated for best rant. But also, sounds like the poll could use an edit button.
I thought it through perfectly. No, we do it on the side. No, because people should think before they type. We have a document. We put this in. We go over it. Then I present it.
But if it's Jay and Appia, I got to be on their side. These are brilliant people.
That's what's blowing my mind. These are goddamn two geniuses. One did something so clever at Slash Dad, and the other's Appia. She lets you say your name. Her life is so good, she doesn't care how you pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Not even her name.
It's not even her fucking name. It's Melissa.
But J86, that's his name.
J86 is his name.
She forgave you for deleting her account. She forgave you for that. That's
I don't know that she did.
That was an edit button.
Oh, man. That was a harrowing story, though. And it made me think of this documentary I watched on Netflix called, I think it's called Victim/Survivor. Okay. And it's about how women that actually were sexually assaulted will then get labeled by the police and the news and all this stuff as liars. If they can't either like verify it, or if you just get like an asshole police officer who's like, you know, I'm not going to prosecute this, and how those stories go viral. And we're like, this person lied about being sexually assaulted. And then it turns out that the system just failed them on every level, like treated them like a suspect from the second they showed up.
Gotcha.
And then you end up with a story where this woman really did do the fake thing. You're like, fuck, like you're the one like even amongst the people that we think are lying, there many are not, and you're gonna be the one, and it's for a test you could have got.
You ever watch any of these docs and you hit pause to see how long it is? It's like, oh, there's 45 more minutes. You did it.
Yeah. I watch a lot of this TV show called Fatal Attraction.
Okay.
It comes on TV1. TV1 is a secret black channel that a lot of people don't know about.
None of my business.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard of it, there is a reason, guys. It's not for you. But TV1, between like Martin reruns and shit, they have their own like they have their own like first party series. And one of them's Fatal Attraction. They also have For My Man, Killers at Work, ATL Jesus. Homicide, like some of my favorite shows. And
wow, some people are killing it, but not in the Martin Lawrence way.
Not in that way. Okay. Oh, you don't come back from this killing.
If that's all I'm watching and then it's Martin, I'd love it too.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like Living Color, Martin, Living Single, okay. You know, all my favorite shows. And then every once in a while, like, and some people that kill each other. And it's always like tangentially black, like either both people are black in the whole thing, or like one person's black, where it's like, oh, this white woman was dating a black dude and he got killed. But
or they have to get a black announcer.
Yeah, well, it's always a black woman. It sounds just like Angela Bassett, by the way.
Okay.
But the thing is, every fucking time it starts with a meet cute. And because it's so early in the show, you're like, fuck, he killed her. You know, like as soon as it, like, she was getting her library books and he walked over and said, hey, what you gonna do with all them books? And you're like, that
he
motherfucker
was charming.
Yeah. The men, they're dangerous. All right. But yeah, I love that fucking series. And anytime because I know the formula now, they introduce the dude that's the killer. It's always the boyfriend. And then they introduce like an ex. And then, like, maybe a dude that liked her kind of at work, maybe a platonic friend, and they just do the, like, could he have killed her? He did have a key to the house. And it's like, no, the boyfriend killed her. The boyfriend killed her for sure. Like,
he did. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yeah.
Have a key.
Edit button. Did not. But, yeah, I love that show. The other thing about that show that's so great is that in a world where There's so many stereotypes that black people have to deal with, and they're constantly described in the worst ways, right? This show goes out of its fucking way to make the most worst decisions sound completely neutral, where they'll be like, Keisha Jones already had four kids by three different men, but that wasn't enough to stop her from finding love with Lamont. And you're like, what? These are bad decisions. Like, Lamont happened to be 40 years old, and she liked that he was older, and she was only 18. You're like, why are we describing this like this is not fucked up? Of course he's a killer. He's a fucking killer.
This shit makes me think of the edit button, where it's like, and you're the winner of being the first out the door because your shit sucked. Because out the door is the winner's circle, where the first losers go. That's an edit button.
The last thing, because obviously last week was great.
Yes.
There's no need to talk about that. Q&A 133, 20%. Yes. Loved hearing that Newsy is back. Mm-hmm. I love the 80-20 rule. Who knew Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married was going to make an appearance in this episode?
Is that on your TV channel?
I can't remember. All the movies we've been waiting for her to quote. This was not anywhere near my top 100 Hamda movies.
But she knows Tom Cruise isn't in it.
Yeah. I also love, as a chaos agent, Newsy's like, I got that 20%. That is such a funny. Yeah. That made me laugh so hard. Like, 80. So you saying I only got to do a fifth of the work?
And I'm the sexy one? Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard that described from the mistress's angle or the mister. I don't know what we call it, man, mistress. Sure. But like, I've never heard it. I've only heard it described from the 80%. Like, there has to be some comedian somewhere who's making a good 20% joke, because goddamn, that joke was funny.
That's Newsy.
Yeah, it's Newsy. Congrats, Newsy.
Yeah, Newsy, get a mic. Time to hit the stage. Stand up. Be the 20% guy.
Should we make him do that? Or make him keep fucking and reporting? We'll see. We'll think about it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate y'all giving him the week off to take care of the gonorrhea. That was nice. You know.
Labor week.
Did you know
what time today's episode was recorded?
Yes, I did. Yes, but honestly, yesterday I told Kyle, I'm like, yay, I'm on vacation, you know, kind of. And then I'm like, oh. And then today I wrote, it never fucking ends.
Yeah, this is our job, Al. This is what we look forward to and down at. If you can look at someone and tell they have gonorrhea, does that mean y'all think Newsy looks like he has it?
That's what I said.
He has it. I knew.
There, I said it.
When he showed up, you were like, oh, boy.
All I'm saying is, if you fucked, let's say, five people and you got gonorrhea, you probably know who gave it to you, and Newsy agreed. That's it. I'm not saying walk down the street and you know. I'm saying if you slept with fucking 6, 7, 18 people, you probably have a clue, the one that insisted on fucking in a bathroom.
Okay. What if all of them insisted on fucking in a bathroom?
You can still tell the weirdo who used the hand dryer in a creepy way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Keith's got fucking people with gonorrhea figured out. I'm not going to lie. Not my area of expertise. So
I don't know why you're not a detective.
I'm bowing to your superior gonorrhea knowledge here.
And just in general, all around people know her. Just laser.
I think honestly, we could have a great TV show of Keith being a detective.
Yeah, you know? Just sit in front of him and he calls bullshit whenever he feels
just
like
it. Just an old school detective. Like, it's after you're found guilty in the court and then he shows up and he's like, yeah, he fucking did it. Yeah. Let me tell you how I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, look at him.
Look at him.
All right.
B.
Secondly, is
this... You did the math, so...
What is this, semen? It's got gonorrhea
in it. I'm tasting it. Hello.
This is pure Colombian gonorrhea. This is 100% pure Colombian gonorrhea.
I go, one more thing. Just kidding. It's John with AIDS.
He looks in the jury. You got gonorrhea, chlamydia, the clap.
And they're like, that's the jury. I'm like, hey, I didn't know who you asking.
You call me to be an expert witness. I'm witnessing that these motherfuckers got STDs.
That's a staff reporter. Well, she should make an appointment.
Yeah, she's got a staff infection as well as being a staff reporter. He calls people by their STDs. Hey, not so fast, syphilis.
It is a pretty name if it wasn't syphilis.
It's like naming hurricanes after people. Poor syphilis.
Yeah. That's what they say on Fatal Attraction. Syphilis met Lamont. Syphilis Jackson. We're not making any jokes or observations. All right. That's it for me. That's been my time.
Oh, that's fun.
Had a good time. Enjoy your labor week. Are y'all having like plans? Are y'all going to do something in your labor week?
I'm going to Atlantic City. Going to Atlantic City, and no one vacations apparently after Monday Labor Day. And so it was like $50 a night, and it's right on the beach, and now it's going to be 90 degrees. Holy shit.
I cannot wait for these horror stories. I cannot.
Right?
Because you only come back with horror stories from Atlantic
City. It's so true. It's so true. I go there. Before I go, Atlantic City is a shithole, and it's fucking wackos and weirdos, and all right, see you next week. And then I always come back like, dude, stairwell, what's going to happen next? And it's like, we'll find out next year. I just realized I do an annual trip to Atlantic City for the last, like, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Your lives are my content, and I love these decisions, you know? Go back. I want to hear about plastic bags on the beach and homeless people trying to stab folks. Let's fucking go. Seriously. What about you, Keith?
Finishing up a little work. We're supposed to get the final edit of this book thing, but I think it's pretty much sewn up, but there's something else I
got to do. Just got something for you to look at, so okay. I'm really glad that you cleared your schedule. This is very exciting.
So I'll do that. I was debating about seeing my brother in Chicago, maybe, but obviously, I didn't push the button yet, so that probably won't happen.
Last-minute trip.
We'll see. Yeah. It's only like 200 some bucks.
When you say push the button now, I'm only associating with suicide.
I didn't kill myself yet. No, I meant, buy a ticket. But like deep down, I didn't do it yet, so I'm probably not doing it.
Right. I don't know. That sentence sounds funny if you think it's about suicide. I might go see my brother, but I didn't kill myself yet. So
My brother and bring my button with me?
Yeah. It's like that commercial with the Office Max. You just pushed on the easy button, but
that's what I pictured it looking like.
Oh, no, you just completely dismissed Staples. Love it.
Oh, Staples. I'm sorry, Staples.
Love it. No,
they probably don't want to be associated with this, by the way. Staples is like, yo, no, Office Max got this one. It's cool. We're not suing. All right, y'all. That's it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And as always, love, peace, and keeping a girl.
Bye, Karen. Looking good. What'd she say?
Bye.